Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. People, welcome to the first edition of the year 2020, the new decade itself, whatever, which I could give a fuck less about here.
Like, new year, new me.
That was new decade, new me.
So it's like, fuck God, you. It's gonna be the same dumbass bullshit. You whatever. You ain't new, bitch. Whatever.
I'm just waiting to see what gets worse.
Get a board. Write your goals down. Write them down. I want to hear. Are you gonna work out more? Is it new relationship?
I'm going to drink less.
Right. it's gonna be more money for you. Is it gonna be a new relationship? What do you want, Cody? Yeah. What do you want?
Okay. You shut the fuck up. That's what I want right now. Can I get that?
It's gonna be new benefits for you. Are you gonna try to better yourself? Are you gonna be a better person or whatever? Are you gonna be the same from December of 2019?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. You're not growing then as a human being. Yeah, whatever.
That is the stupidest thing. Like, I love New Year's, but I try to stay off the line.
I love celebration New Year's. I just hate the concept behind, you know, when we pass over into the actual New Year.
Yeah.
How we gotta be, like, 100% changed and shit.
You gotta be this whole totally different person.
This whole, gotta have a reawakening, if you will. Enlightenment, whatever the fuck you wanna call it.
Spirit bomb.
Man, shut your ass.
You ain't gonna do shit. It's like, I'm gonna work out more. You should have been doing that a year before.
Why you gotta wait the fucking January 1st to start doing that shit? Do it right now.
You know, my health is fucked up in July, but January 1st, I'm changing it around. You should have been taking care of that.
What the hell kind of philosophy? Yeah, I'm going to fuck up until December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the new year comes, I will be good again. It's the same fucking cycle. So I ain't going to keep doing this shit every fucking year. You know it's going to be the same shit.
I saw like three prayers. I'm going to be a better person. Why the fuck wasn't you a better person in 2019?
Why were you a better person before you wrote this shit?
It's almost like he woke up like, let's just say June 7th, June 7th. He's like, man, I'm an asshole. January 1st. Shit, I'm changing.
I got
that.
6 more months.
Yeah, I got 6 more months to engulf in this assholism. And then January 1st,
that's all gonna change.
Change, new person, new year, new me.
You
baby.
Recognize me?
Yeah, man, fuck you and your
this
new
dude
year.
Right here. Ain't me.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm the same petty motherfucker I was a year ago. Okay,
shit.
Hell yeah, functioning petty ass asshole. Okay,
2012. Baby.
Ain't nothing gonna fucking change. All right,
2011.
Ain't nothing about to be changed up in this bitch. Okay. I'm gonna be just petty as fuck. I'm gonna be, you know, I will change. I will be pettier.
Yes.
I will be even fucking pettier.
I'm gonna drink. That's enough.
Instead of 3 glasses, I'm gonna have 4.
Yes.
Instead of 2 shots, it's 3 now. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes. There's gonna be much changing right there. You know, somebody asked me or whatever on Instagram, whatever. I guess she's a new follower of mine, whatever. She just said, do you really drink this much? I said, no.
Yes.
I drink more. I drink more.
I don't post everything on Instagram. If I did that, I would break Instagram.
I'd break the algorithm. And I know they'd be changing that shit every year. Yeah. Because social media is like, new year, new me too, right? Let me find a way to fuck you over,
yeah,
huh?
Because
exactly. That's what, I know YouTube does that for sure. All those content creators, as they call themselves. They ain't got no content.
They really don't.
It's just some reaction bullshit or something like that. I can react to something too. Wow! Look at it!
Got 3 lipstick bottles!
Holy shit! They're all different colors!
That was green, red, and brown. Look at that. The whole spectrum.
My God, yeah, nobody wanna watch that shit, okay? Like, Jesus Christ. You ever seen the, by the way, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. New JB 2020.
That's right, 2020. Godfather craft beer here, Cody. Coming at you.
We new godfather over here. Yeah, yeah. Last year, so
refresh.
we was on some Red Rose shit.
Refresh. Refresh.
F5. Yes. It's not Brock Lesnar's move. No. It's F5. Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, new 2020 Godfathers, whatever. Right. Last year was Red Roses. Yeah. This year is White Roses, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then next year will be Black Roses, okay? That's death
black
year.
Roses.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black
yeah.
Roses are slick as fuck, man.
Oh, they're clean, man.
Yeah,
sure.
Clean,
yeah, man. Yeah, you know, plus they're black, so.
Yeah. Black.
And you know what they say, the blacker the rose, the sweeter the tit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say, Cody.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what they say in 2020. Where you been at?
I guess I haven't been activated yet.
Yeah, man.
I'm 5 days behind, man.
You need to update your Siri, then. Oh, whatever the bitch that is. That
Google
Assistant. Yeah, Google Assistant bitch, then, whatever. Right, what's her name, Nancy?
Yeah, sure.
Update that bitch, then. Okay, shit. Yeah, it's, it's been shit for some people in 2020. People getting fired. Trump won't leave. Yeah. A war might break out. Fucking Australia's burning.
Fire.
Just burning.
Up in flames.
I got a lot of friends in Australia. I was contacting them, whatever and stuff, and they were just like, I got one friend in New Zealand. She's like, you can see the shit from here and stuff. And it's just like, man, I saw that little map of just like, it was just on fire. I was like,
climate. I didn't think it was real, but I was like, oh, this is actually what it looks like.
Yeah, climate change hitting it over there. It was giving those climate details. I was just like, it has begun.
Yeah.
Started over there. Well, you know what? They did try to, like, you know, extinguish certain races over there, so it's only fair that it would start there.
Yeah.
Nintendo PlayStation up for auction.
What? I thought like some antique Nintendo or PlayStation or something.
Shit, well then let me go get my shit then. I got some auction starting at 20,000.
Yes.
Who would like to buy this? Whatever. No cords included, though. Those are separate. Those start at 500.
Yeah,
okay.
but
Australia's burning to the ground over there.
Yeah.
Only makes sense. It's hot as fuck over there, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, here's the thing about that, Cody. Now, you probably off to a good year, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, I ain't part of that problem or stuff like that. But you just don't know. God fucking with you, too, now. He's fucking with you, too. And he's fucking with me as well. He's fucking with the last drop once again. You remember this little country called Jakarta in Indonesia?
Yes.
Remember how so highly up there they were up with us and stuff like that? Then, bam, a flood hits them. They lose all power and all kind of shit. Next thing you know, we don't get them anymore.
Wow.
I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Australia was on the rise with us. And they were damn near 35% of listeners over there.
I didn't think about that.
Nah, fire didn't broke out and we ain't got. I looked up it yesterday's that ain't even on the track. There's no more.
Fucking weightless goddamn podcast. So the power's out and everything's on fucking fire.
So God's fucking with us.
So who's number one this week?
It's the United States.
Oh, okay.
There's no choice. Well, but as far as countries goes, whatever, right now, country is Hong Kong.
Okay.
After them is Canada. I'm sure that'll vanish. That's super vanish, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the Asian. London's on there, too. London and Manchester. A lot of UK, whatever, and stuff. So I can only imagine what's going to happen next. New Zealand's actually on the board now, too.
Mm.
I guess that'll be leaving soon if the fires keep spreading. So God's fucking with us once again.
I'm just waiting for what the next city's or next country going to be.
So, in a way, God is kind of like us. He don't think
about it. Probably be like a different natural disaster, too, each time. This time it'd be like a hurricane or some shit.
I can see that, especially in Asia. That definitely hits over there more so.
Like a monsoon.
That'd hit Japan, probably. Yeah. But he's kind of like us, though, God. He's like, fuck a new year, new me. I'm going to still fuck with them. And sure enough, he still is doing that, you know?
He ain't going anywhere.
Our numbers was looking nice in Australia, man. They were just like getting in this shit, Dan, and whatever, and ain't no more.
No.
Ain't no mo. They were almost rivaling United States or whatever and stuff. Just like Jakarta was. God was like, no. No, we can't have them going worldwide.
I'll never forget. Y'all talk shit about that movie with Kevin Sorbo ever since then. It's nonstop fuckery with us.
What was that Columbine shooting movie I saw?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah. Somebody, I forgot the name of that shit.
Somebody told me they saw a movie last month, whatever, and they said it was the worst thing they ever seen. I was just I said, you want to watch a Columbine shooting movie or whatever with Jesus involved? Because I sat through that shit, and I'm going to tell you this right now. That shit was terrible.
Oof.
I can show you clips.
Well, I saw
I know you saw clips.
You told me.
Remember before he shot the girl? Where's your God at now?
Yeah.
He ain't here to save you.
I'm sure he said that.
I'm sure it's verbatim. that church sequence where she found the Lord. Oh my God. I had to keep hitting, because I was in an AMC dining. I had to keep hitting that button. Can you bring me another drink? I think I told you I had a pile of drinks.
A bunch of glasses on the ground.
And just sitting there. Just like
a bar after 2 a.m. and shit.
The things I put myself through. That was so bad. And then the God's Not Dead movies.
Nope.
That's why hard when people always, because someone was asking me about the Cats movie or whatever and stuff. And I, he was like, is it as bad as everyone's saying? I said, look here, every year, critics always pick one movie to dog pile on. And it's bad, don't get me wrong, whatever and stuff. But it ain't nowhere. Didn't Marlon Wayans have a fucking movie come out called Sex Up? I'm almost 20,000 times better. You know that movie's worse. I saw Dominic watching the shit, okay? When I remember I told you, and I was watching it, look, and I was like, looking, and I was like, shaking and shit. Just like,
flashback.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking thing. So, please don't tell me this bullshit, whatever. So, critics always pick on one movie, and trust me, that movie's gonna get a Razzie or whatever, stuff like that. It's just like the Emoji movie. Like, remember that was the worst movie I've ever seen, whatever. And that was the same year Snowman and shit like that came out. It was just like,
yeah.
And fucking Kevin Smith came out with Yoga Hoses and shit like that.
Whatever. Tell me a movie worse than fucking Yoga Hoses. They come out the same year. I don't wanna hear that shit.
And you saw a movie, and you were just like,
fucking hear that.
And once again, you saw the movie. It was bad.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Emoji movie was bad.
It's bad.
Hey, but anyway, no one cares.
Worse than a year. No, fuck no. I'm more here.
And we had two totally top 10 different lists that year, whatever. And it was bad. Yeah. So, don't give me this bullshit.
Fuck you.
And I didn't want to sit up here and talk about, man, Cats. How did this, you know, that critic, well, they all got to do an
extra. How did this happen? How did this get made? It's so bad, whatever. Shit. And I'm almost guaranteeing you.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 20 fucking movies worse than that piece of shit, whatever and stuff. But they always got to pick that one popular one. Whatever.
Yes, the one, you know, is everybody has to be in on it.
Exactly, it's whatever. Fad, shit. You know? It's clicks. It's how you get hits, whatever and shit like that. Yeah. So don't fall for that bullshit. Anyway, though, people, we 12 minutes in talking bullshit about 2020 and God and stuff like that, and how we hoping that people over Australia get some rain over
That's
there.
Right.
Get some rain, please.
Water.
Get some water. Shit, I'm gonna take a sip of my water right here. Is that disrespectful?
That probably is.
That's okay. They'll live. All them animals that died over there, what was it, like 500, they say million or?
I don't know, but it can't be 500 million.
That's, no, that's a crane.
That's fucking insane, but.
There was some ridiculous amount, yeah, though, and I was just like, holy shit. And then one of my homegirls over there was telling me, like, yeah, the government won't help over there. And so I was just like, and then she started explaining the prime minister to me. I was just like, are you sure that's not Trump? Because she said that he was doing some shit like he did in Puerto Rico when he was throwing the paper towels at people and what shit. They said the prime minister or whatever was doing something, not that, but it was almost similar, though. And I was just like,
hey, man, don't give a fuck.
I was like, shit.
Man, you know, this goes up a plane. This fucking you too, right? You do realize that.
Matter of fact, she fucking responded to me now, whatever and shit. So she probably hear it going, you guys over there talking shit about us, whatever and stuff like that. Don't worry, girl. You work on your tan.
Come on. Wow.
New year, new me. So, anyway, though, people, it's still winter time over here. It's still winter time. And spoilers, Mandalorian season 2 questions. Well, Baby Yoda live. That's all I got to know.
Will
I get toys?
Will he survive?
Yeah, he'll survive. That little motherfucker. Ain't gonna look, I'm telling you this right now. They should opening episode of season 2. Just shoot him right in the head.
That would be some shit.
You shoot him right in the fucking head.
Eradicate his ass.
You shoot him right in the fucking head. Or and then man. I know people be like, oh man, you just playing around. You just no. I got a story for this though. You shoot him right in the fucking head, and you see the breakdown of the Mandalorian. You see the breakdown, whatever. He ain't the same person no more, whatever. He's rolled, man. He's just unhinged, whatever, and shit like that. He only to find out you pull some Return of Skywalker shit. That's just a clone, man.
Yeah.
It all don't fucking matter. It don't matter at all. That's just some clone. That was some robot they threw down the shafts, whatever. He was living in this tunnel the whole time, whatever, and shit like that, smiling, sitting in this fucked up chair, just crooked like this, whatever.
On a tangent, this shit doesn't make any fucking sense.
Thank you.
Why would the clone have the same fucking memories as the original Palpatine?
Oh, Cody.
And the same person. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
This stupid movie was stupid as fuck.
I know the spoilers. I haven't seen that, but I know the spoilers.
Fuck my boy up, man. Fuck my boy up.
I was like,
I know John Boyega making fun of that shit, though, on Twitter right now.
Yeah, he's talking mad.
He's talking mad. I don't blame him, because that shit sounds stupid as fuck, man.
It was funny. Like, all of them after that fucking first movie, they're like, whatever about it.
Yeah.
And Desiree really was like, yeah, I got two more movies. That's about it, man.
I saw that cringy ass rap she did.
Oh shit! Oh lord, I haven't seen that. I haven't heard about it.
It's on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh good. Okay, I'll leave it there.
Oh. I can tell you this right now. You watch that, you might hate her for the rest of your life.
Okay.
like whenever somebody's like, man, what about Daisy Ridley? She sure is hot. You'd be like,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. What is up with these bony ass white chicks that dudes go cringe crazy over for? But what power do they hold over these?
I don't know.
Like when I hear it, like,
cute, really cute faces.
Yeah, like they like love shit, and I just be like, yeah, she cute and all. Yeah, but like, look like a twig. No, like a 16-year-old boy.
Pretty or something?
I can't take this shit no more. I'm sorry. I gotta like play some of it or whatever.
Alright, okay. Alright. Like, hey, it's celebrity rapping. Isn't that funny and cool? No, it's not.
Some people thought it was cool. They was like, oh man, that's like, ooh.
That's why, who's that dude's name? The other one has a late night talk show and he's always rapping and singing with somebody and shit. I fucking hate his ass.
Conan?
No, the other dude.
Fallon? That was Fallon. Kimmel? Dude, doesn't he do the car ride?
Yeah, like, I fucking hate those.
Oh, I forgot. It's the British dude. Yeah, I can't stand that shit either.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Fuck it. That right there, though.
Yeah, that's bad.
I can tell you this right now. Disney should have put a lightsaber through her head. That's after that. Because they'd have been like, you about to fuck our money up right now. We can't handle shit like this going.
What?
you recapping it, rapping? You leave it to John Boyega.
Burn those fucking tapes. Fire.
Leave it to John Boyega. He's the only one that should be rapping. Okay. He has the complexion for the protection. Yeah, he was talking shit about that love story. I gotta tell you this right now. Look. Where the fuck did that come from between them two? Kylo and her.
I don't know.
Them making out. Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, I can't tell you, this trilogy had no vision at all. No cohesion, nothing. Might as well be like a WB fucking trilogy or something. That shit had no connection.
Man, it was shit. Anyway, though, we got the Glenfiddich lineup right here, whatever. It's still winter season, so we're going to...
That's right.
For me, a lot of people, too, in the community and stuff like that, winter is usually scotch season.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch drinking time, at least, whatever. I always pick bourbon as summer drinking. Winter is scotch. And then somewhere in that spring, I like to go a little bit, you know, a little Japanese Irish style, whatever. So right now, what I got is I got a gift trio set here. Of the Glenfiddich 12, 15, and 18-year-olds.
Right.
Here, I'm going to go ahead and pull those bad boys out, whatever. So, oh, look, they're coming in little nice cases and shit like
there
that.
That's a little mini.
That's adorable, whatever. Oh, shit, and I was planning on sneaking these into a comedy show. And drinking the fuck out of these. But you know what? No, I don't have to do that now. So, Cody, would you do me a favor and open that 12-year-old
yes.
for us? And I'm going to pop the 15-year-old. Let's go ahead and get them all open, you know? Yeah. Ooh. Oh, the bottles are shaped the same way as
Cody, look, they're colors. They got colors. They're different. God, you want to do a reaction video?
No.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
You like really sure though?
Oh yeah. Thank you, man, for the offer though.
All right, cool. I'm just letting you know, man. You can do that if you want to. But like, yeah,
photo up real quick.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll get that.
It's out the way.
Yeah. The drop bot is right there. He's like, hey, is it your birthday, Cody?
There we go.
It's birthday roundup time. Birthday time.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, then shit, I want one too then, Cody. Shoot. Codicius.
Shoot.
I want a shot. I always get my shot. I always finish.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Shoot your shot, brother.
Yeah, even Dugan walking, her Dugan walking, whatever. I'm like, hey, look, man, I apologize. I meant no harm. Whatever. Oh. Okay, I'm gone. Let's go. Damn, I was about to say we gonna knock all these out, but I was like, this is a big ass bottle.
Yeah, right, kind of size of a floor. Yeah, what about that?
That's a big ass bottle,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, interesting show. We finished all these bottles.
Remember when we used to go to these shitty ass movies we had to go see because they didn't have screen, and I'd sneak these.
Yeah,
in.
Sneak those little bottles.
Yeah, I remember seeing you. Remember you seeing just down in a glimmering one. You just like, what movie was that too?
Oh,
it was Hacksaw Ridge.
Was it?
Yeah, because I remember because I had got that cup, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we saw that art light, and I was just like, after that King Arthur movie, I was like, I will never, ever buy another drink.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, with the, yeah.
Because they fucking charged me, like,
I'm charged, like, up the end.
What was it, $30 or some shit? Because I tipped them five, whatever it was up, and it was, like, 20. I was like, yeah, you got to be fucking kidding me or whatever. And I, like, that movie's, like, 2 hours and might have been 2.5 hours. It was 2:20 or something like that. Or, and I made that glass last the whole fucking movie. I was just like, it was, like, a 1 ounce, too. And I was like, a fucking 1 ounce?
$25, fuck that shit.
A one, I was like, holy shit, dude. So... Oh damn!
Oh, it worked out. Okay, never mind. Okay. Worked out. Okay, yeah.
Oh damn, that bottle
of looks can be bigger. Deceiving. Okay, yeah, it works.
I'd say mine looks a little darker. But
cheers. Look at the aroma.
It's got. Oh, speaking of aromas, I was telling someone about Roku Gin, and they were just like, "Yeah, most gins have like a floral scent to it." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that." Right. I said, "Okay, well." Fuck you. What? All right, so it's very light. No smoke, no peat, no none of that shit. No like speed. That.
Getting the butterscotchy.
Yeah. Scotches
going on.
It's very light sugary, whatever, which is the booger scotch.
Booger scotch.
Yeah. You get some booger scotches? butterscotch. Butterscotch candy is fucking delicious.
I haven't had one in ages.
So good, still. So. That's like that grandmother candy and shit like that, whatever, but like it still actually is the one that holds up. It's very light on the alcohol. No complexity to it, though.
I like the aroma.
It's very aroma, yeah. It almost has a floral sense in its own.
Yeah, it ain't super complex, but
no,
it's very
I wouldn't even say this is a winter smell.
Very pleasing.
This smells like spring.
Yeah, more spring.
It has that that grass is greener on the other side smell to it. Let's go ahead and...
Cheers.
Cheers. It's okay.
It's a good... Yeah, man, that finish is kind of lacking.
That finish is weak.
I like the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. You start to feel like a little bit of the smokiness to whatever, but like... So here's the thing when you do scotches or whatever and stuff. You just got to have a little bit of that smoke in there. And this says, it's just such a...
Aftertaste is not bad.
No.
It's just the finish just sucks.
Honestly, it's just there.
Yeah.
It's not doing anything.
I don't think you get like the, you know, vanilla... A little bit of that butterscotch.
Still got a cold?
Yeah,
a little bit. See, nah, I wish this was stronger than that. I'd knock the fuck out of that motherfucker. this ain't gonna be nothing but like
got a little bit of a cough.
This bitch gonna pat it on the stomach and shit. Yeah. Everybody getting sick, man. They got that flu going around and shit. People just getting sick really bad and shit. And I'm like, well, surprisingly, I've been around all of them too and I haven't got sick. So, because I've been drinking harder.
I like it.
I'm not a fan.
I'm
not a fan. I don't really
it's
like
it. It's not exciting, but it gets the job done.
Mm. I wouldn't buy this.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to buy this, especially to have better choices at a bar, but usually they don't. But I usually see something like this or like Macallan 12.
Bottle is like in the $40, $50 range, too. That's steep.
Yeah, for this.
I don't know about that. Especially when you can get two Duncan Taylors for that price. Because it's $26 for a Duncan Taylor, so it's like, even the Glenmorangie 10-year-old is $29 or whatever, and I was like, I can do better scotch.
Yeah,
if I'm gonna hit the $50 range. I'm looking in the Balvenie, Laforex area and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I'm not going for.
You need something gonna like knock you in your ass a little bit.
Yeah, especially like you want that full scotch taste or whatever.
Especially Laforex for sure. That's something that'd be like you know. Steak right there.
Look, I'm going in my Scotch territory with $50 ranges, whatever. We're going Balvenie. We're going Laforque. We're going Ardbeg. Glenmorangie. Duncan Taylor. What other ones I'm thinking of? Whatever shit. Oh, Glen Ross too. Whatever. I can go in there as well. But nah, this ain't do. Especially the 15, 18, because those goes up in price.
I mean, it's not offensive. It's easy drinking.
No.
It's better than what probably, you know, not really like whiskey drippers, but you can give this to somebody. You know,
it's a fine introductory into scotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice introductory into it.
Because it's different, though, because most, you know, us Americans, you drink like Jack Daniels bourbon and shit. So you give them something, try something different. Like, hey, here you go, try something different. Maybe open them up to other options, you know what I mean?
Which the higher end Jack Daniels.
Might be a good gateway scotch.
The higher end Jack Daniels aren't that bad, though, whatever. It's just that same.
Well, I'm talking, you know, the ones I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that fucking.
The club, JD.
Yeah. The one that people pour.
The shots.
The one that people pour fucking that much of cola into and stuff. So,
Yeah, with this, I would.
I mean,
I'm not coming back to this.
I'm hovering around a 2 or 2.5, but I can't really see where that 0.5 is coming from, honestly, because the finish is just so lacking.
It's 1.5 for me.
I'm gonna give it a 2 because I don't. Because I think it's decent, but it's nothing to write home about.
It's a 1.
Oh,
it's a 1. Yeah, this is a 1. Yeah, this is a 1. Yeah, you getting a 1 drop for the 12.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah, this is. This is
that's just
black. Weird. It's watery in a way.
Yeah, I'm gonna catalog this shit from now on too.
This is for your best of year.
Yeah, last year. I'm gonna catalog all this shit.
Well, the way I was able to, I don't know. I had an easy time with beer, so I can't. Which is shocking, whatever. Because those ones on my top 5 list.
I had a harder time with the whiskey.
That's why I said beer because it's out of my element, whatever and stuff. But like those 5 I picked, I remember those just like. Left an impression on me or whatever.
Yeah, it was hard to be able to like tasting notes and what I gave this and that. We didn't start doing the last draw rate until like fucking like 2 months before the end of the year.
I would say November. Yeah. So, and then like, and I look, with whiskey, I've had so much of it these days, whatever. I mean, I've had all these, shit, I almost had every one we had last year or whatever, but still, it's like, this right here is just too introductory to me. And like, you know, look, introductory is not a problem, whatever. Like that 1792, what was it? Bottle and Bond we had, introductory to bourbon. Wasn't that bad. I don't mind that. When we did the House of Suntory last June, whatever. And you know, that was the introductory into Suntory. And you know, you got something like the Cheetah, not a bad bottle to go into if it's your first thing of Suntory right there. This right here, if this is like my first introductory, like either Glenfiddich or Scotch, I'm like, I don't see what the hype is about, whatever. Fair. Like Cody said, or whatever, you can probably give this to someone that never had Scotch. But I don't even see, like, what would they think, like, this is unique, I need to have more Scotch about it, or whatever, and stuff. Like, Duncan Taylor is where I would go in introductory, and then some, to be honest, whatever, because, like, it has a lot more characteristics and flavors and uniqueness to it, whereas this one is just like, that's fine. Why would I spend $13 on this at a glass at a bar?
Yeah, like, it's kind of...
It's most likely it's going to be $13, 13 plus, to be honest. Yeah. So,
just because of Scotch.
Well, that and because no whiskey is under 13, really. Yeah. So,
that's true.
You might get something for 10, but why the fuck would you do that? So.
Just you were playing a documentary series. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey. Thanks,
Alexa. Yeah, thank you. So, nobody wants to watch that shit. All right. I'm getting open in the 15 here. And
put this glass up.
And I didn't even feel like I need to water that glass out, whatever, because it didn't.
Yeah, it's customary.
Yeah, it just didn't leave anything. So, I don't think it would have mixed anything up. That 15 in there.
Should have knocked through this shit quick.
Damn, this one feels like it's more.
Yeah, it feels like it, right?
No, that is more.
That's more.
Way fucking more. Hold on, these same fucking size shit. Top you off.
Thank you, sir. Same size.
That same fucking size. Okay, that... No, hell no. That's way more than...
It filled it up more. Top. Probably. You just didn't notice.
You know that thing with miniature bottles, too, is that shit starts to evaporate after a while, too.
That's right. Remember that Jaeger bottle?
Yeah, yeah. I had that Glenmorangie LaSante. Our favorite... Our favorite of the year.
Yeah. Why did that make the list, man? Yeah.
You know what? It was just so on another level. I didn't even want to put it next to these other fucking bottles.
You couldn't rate it or compare it.
Yeah. It's like floating in space. Yes. It's just out there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, it's out there. Right?
Oh, it's out there as a shit. I had to mention one of that one. That one was sinking like a motherfucker. Yeah. It's just because of the cast, man. They just can't.
That was probably the biggest disappointment of the year for sure.
Yeah. Especially because big fans of Glenmorangie or whatever and stuff. This one, I think with the miniature bottles, whatever, the gift set ones, is because of the caps, whatever. That's why the alcohol starts to fade away more. The caps aren't tight enough. This one's leaking, too. What the fuck? The fit, okay. Well, as I said last time.
Already the rum is better on this one.
Yeah.
Man, this sounds weird, bro. You got like a Tootsie Roll thing going on?
Like 69 Boy style?
Sure.
Like this ain't no butterfly. It's a Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird, but that's kind of what I'm getting.
I could see that. I mean, I see some chocolate in there or whatever, but like, I haven't smelled a Tootsie Roll.
Chocolate,
so.
Like a wafery thing, something going on.
The alcohol is a little bit more potent, not as much, whatever, but I would say it has like a good 5% more in there.
Like more of a toffee thing going here.
Yeah, it's definitely buttery too.
A little bit.
The color on it is much better too.
Yeah, I like that kind of more, I guess, burnt thing going on here. Not really burnt, but it's darker.
Ashy.
Yeah.
From ashy to classy, baby. Ashy to
classy, baby.
The aroma is much better.
Aroma's better.
Not by a lot. Well, actually, I would say a lot compared to the 12, whatever and stuff.
I didn't mind the 12 aroma. I thought, well, aroma definitely been a flavor, to tell you that.
That 12 about to get a zero in a minute.
Leave 12 alone.
Yeah,
he's not trying.
Fuck that 12. 12 can suck a dick, okay? And that's a shame, too, because 12-year-olds are some of the best years for fucking any whiskey.
They usually are.
Bourbon, scotch, whatever it may be. It is 12-year-old is always consistent.
Right. And usually 15 is when you have that kind of question marks about.
You're like, wow, you aged this for 15 years? Mm-hmm. I sure don't smell like it. Mm-hmm. And usually they never age it to that amount, whatever. It's always like 14.9 or something like that.
Of course,
whatever.
They know the exact shit.
Yeah. I would do mine exact. Actually, I'm lying. I would do, see, it's like 14.9 or 15. If mine was a 15-year-old or whatever, it'd be 13.
13.
Yeah. Put that 15 on there. Yeah.
Just close enough.
Yeah, it's close enough. Years. Round it out. Yeah. It'd be 14. I'd be like, make it a 10.
Yes.
How we round that out? Going down.
Going down, baby.
Yeah. Going down. People would see that 10 and be like, ooh, that's cheap.
Oh, that's rare.
Then charge them 100 for
exactly.
it. 100 for a 10-year-old? That's crazy.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and sip.
Cheers. Yeah. This is.
What is up with this finish on this?
I think I might like this less than 12, if I'm being honest.
I was about to say, yeah.
If I'm being 100% honest, this is. It's just kind of like. It's just like. The best way to describe it is, I know it sounds basic and simple, it's just there.
I was about to say the same thing. It's just
it's
there.
Fucking like, there. I'm getting mad about this shit. I'm disappointed. Wow.
Why would I
drink? This is actually worse.
See, here's my thing. When I go with my rating, it's just like, look, I'm going to go, like, if I'm at a bar or if I'm buying the bottle, why would I spend money on this?
This fucking sucks.
Does this further prove my point last week of the 15-year-olds? They're just not
good. Sucks.
It is not
good. Oh, my God. Take another.
Look at the look on your face.
I'm shocked.
Why are you shocked, though? Why?
I thought it was at least better than the fucking 12. And you know, there's this whole stigma, if it's aged more years, it'd be better than
that. That's what bullshit people think that.
Yeah. But at least for going off from aroma.
No, you're wrong. Some it depends on the distillery, too. The ages do count for certain distilleries. Like, you're talking, like, let's look at something like Redbreast or whatever and stuff. Ages do matter in there. You do taste the age difference with each one or whatever. If you're talking Yamazaki, the age, you definitely taste it. That's the one thing about, like, when you get to your scotches and bourbons, though, it's like,
wow, look for the, okay. I'm about to down, but this finishes and get over with.
Dude, if that was...
That was the most unexcited scotch I've had in a long time.
I gotta tell you, if we were to drink two more of these 12
and
15s...
What's the point of this fucking thing?
Like, if I was to drink two more of these 12 and 15s, it's like, I wouldn't even
I always
want to
give this shit a zero, but it's not, like, terrible.
No, because, like, I'm sure we're going to have way
so
more.
I'm probably going to have around, like, a 0.5 or a 1.
Wow. This is an 80 proof, too. See, 80 proof scotch. I would prefer.
Okay. I'll give it a 1 because the aroma was nice. Well, it wasn't even nice. It was fine, I guess.
You know what it was? It was just compared to the 12. Yeah. It was better than the 12-year-old. That's what it was, whatever.
Yeah, but just that flavor.
Wow,
just...
these are the same proof and alcohol percent. Synergy as well, too. I mean,
well, I guess you wouldn't know. Yeah, I guess those are lame. Well, I got no hype for this one.
It's just 43%, so it's just 86.
Wow,
whatever. So,
yeah, I think I'm gonna give this a 1 drop.
You know, what would bump it up is if it like had a little alcohol stain to it, but don't even have
not
that.
Really, it's probably like a hint of a tinge. At
I
the
don't
end.
Even feel that, to be honest. I
just get a 1 drop. Fuck that.
The finish, dude, it, like both of them, they're just weak as shit, dude. Like, man.
This is a terrible way to start the fucking year.
Oh my God.
I thought we got this out the way, though. You know?
Yeah.
Just shut the
way.
Well,
because the thing was, what was it? New Year's Day, yeah. As I was laying in bed or whatever and stuff, I just literally put down my whole January through December of what we're going through the whiskey week or whatever. I already finished every week of what we're doing or whatever. The only month I didn't do was April and July.
Okay.
So those are the 2 months I'm like, because I have something planned for both those months, but I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll do something differently. We'll see, but I'll put that as a hint. But I already have every month down for whiskey week, so which is I did last year too, like around June-ish. I was like, or actually May-ish. I put like what I'm doing, but this year I have it all set. I'm going by like the seasons and stuff like that.
Dope.
So summer will be bourbon, winter will be scotch, and then we're gonna do like Irish, Japanese come spring or whatever. But this is
it's a one drop for me. You said nothing jumping out. There's no specific notes. Like maybe like a caramel thing going on. Maybe that's about it. I don't really get a lot of vanilla, toffee, butterscotch. I don't get any of that. No floral characteristics. No citrus. None of that.
It's a little toffee, but
yeah, that's a barely a hint.
It's not doing shit though. It's
that's the most boring fucking scotch I've probably ever had.
Glenfiddich, you suck.
You suck at ass right now.
That was a one.
Come with this 18. Which
I'm so hard. I'm at 2-1 drops here.
I got a 2-drop. I'm thinking about putting the other one to a 1.5 drop the more I think about it. But I'll stick to 2-drop. I'll stick to my initial rating. 2-drop, 1-drop for me.
You'll change that by the end of the show.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you'll change that because I already got a nice scotch lined up for scotch season toward the end of the year. And you're going to come back to this and be like, hey, what the fuck were we drinking before?
Well, this is a huge disappointment so far. I'll tell you this most disappointing. I thought Glenfiddich would be at least decent. But
I knew this wasn't really that great. I was just like, I just want to get it get stuff out the way, whatever.
I remember you had that shit stashed in your car. You forgot it was there.
Yeah, you came over to my place, whatever. And then I was like, hold on, I got to go to my car real quick. Yeah. I was looking for something else, whatever. It was a receipt or something. And I opened up the glove and it just popped out. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, and then you just looked at me and was like, and I was like, I guess this was in the car or whatever and shit. So I was like, let's go ahead and get it out the way or whatever and stuff. Because, I mean, I got the whole set right here.
Yeah.
12, 15, and 18. So I was like, might as well. And I was going to save this for when winter started too, but I was
just get this out the way.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of January, it's supposed to be a shitty month anyway. You know, for like movies and shit. So I guess it's a shitty month for scotch at least.
Well, I mean, if I could go like, I'll give it one credit as far as talking about Glenfiddich, whatever. The bottle design is different. It's got like that triangle shape.
I like it. I like the presentation.
Even on the
labels, the colors, the not a box. I don't know what to call this shit.
See, I'm not a fan of these labels that much.
I like the labels.
They're just generic ass Scotch labels. they're just generic.
And I suppose
they put their little logo on there and whatever. But like you said, Glenfiddich's old as shit. Whatever. They need to change that shit. To be honest, whatever.
Yeah.
Because like if you go to like
that's getting a 1.5 drop.
Because if you get the awards or something like that, they their presentation. Because I got a good full Glenfiddich 12 over there. You want to open that one real quick, whatever. You're like hell no. But like in the Dwarfs, they have like this wrap around it. I mean, like
I will ask though, if this 18 sucks, please just pop some of them, please.
I'm gonna show you this something right now. Like, let me show you this right here. This generic ass Dwarf Scotch whiskey right here. Let me show you this right here. Okay, look at this bottle, man.
That's a badass box too.
Look at that. Come on now.
You like
that?
That's okay. You make a point.
Whatever. Or then the Glenlivet too, whatever. Even they come in like and the generics. I'm talking generic scotches here, whatever.
Make a point.
But this 18-year-old, here we go now.
All right, here we go. About to see you fake Glenfiddich.
I don't think my impression and memory of this was on it.
Can it at least be better than the fucking 15? Can it at least be like decent? Yeah, at least get that. Good shit.
Top you off.
Thanks, sir. Top me off. Well, should I be saying thank you? I don't know this shit gonna be good. I don't know.
No.
Hey, it's going through the aroma. Similar to 12 for me, actually.
It's actually stronger than a 12 for me. The aroma, though, as far as the scent and the characteristics, is the same. The alcohol percentage, you definitely
can tell. I give an aroma champion to the 15 for me. This one's much apart from 12. But it's not like doing anything special.
The alcohol is definitely stronger in here.
Yeah,
not by much, but
it's I know it's because the show's going longer, but I can't really pick out specific notes either on the nose.
Yeah, let me drink my water.
Yeah, I'm not expecting much for this. I was like, I just want to get this over with.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not either. Whatever. Honestly, that's why I just like picked it. It was just like, look.
You know it's bad when you like dreading to drink something?
But you we had that.
Yeah.
On that worst shit.
Yeah. That's how you know it's bad, though.
Yeah, whereas this one, it's just like, I personally had. Last time I had Glenfiddich was at a Christmas party, and I just looked at it and was just like,
"What's worse, though, in your opinion? Like dreading to drink like some shit like know is gonna be terrible, or some shit that like should be good but you know it's gonna be a waste of fucking time?"
Ooh, Oh, you know what? I don't like my time to be wasted, so the later half.
That's how I feel about this right now.
And see, the thing is with Glenfiddich, I don't expect it to be good or whatever, because yeah, I just think there's just... I just think there's just better brands of scotch out there.
Nah, that's what I first came on Glenfiddich, like one of the first, you know, scotches.
Usually it is whatever stuff. It's the generic. It's it's
Macallan and all that shit.
Yeah, it's in the Macallan, the Glenlivet area, whatever, stuff like that. So with those three, I just don't never expect anything out of them. Especially when you just get into like the other brands of scotch. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like I said earlier, Balvenie comes in. You know, they got this whole lineup or whatever. And then Lafleur has this lineup or whatever. And it's like, come on, man. So I just, personally for me, I just don't.
That's looking right now.
Actually, it kind of is. That's why I picked these, whatever. It's just like, I don't expect anything from them. And I've had all three of these. And the last time I had all three of these were 16? It was the year, it was either 2016, 17. I think it was 26, 17, and it was around December, and I was like, wow. Give me that Jameson, please. Yes. Cheers. Yeah.
Go.
It's better. Yeah. The alcohol is more potent in it, that's why. Yeah. That's why I said about the 15, if, like, if it had a little bit more alcohol in it, maybe it'd be better.
Okay, it's not bad. All right. Kind of like this.
I'm not spending no money on this.
I'm not spending like gangbusters. Yeah, you are fucking 18.
I'm about to say, that's what I'm saying. Like, is that worth?
Yeah, what you're about to say? I think it's like 2.5.
I'd give it maybe 2. I'd give it 1.5.
Damn.
Yeah.
You ain't fucking lit fit tonight.
No.
Or today, rather.
No. No, it's tonight. You're right. Yeah, it's tonight. Yeah. No, because I know that's not 50, but that's way more than that. And
So you say all that to it?
Hell yeah!
Oh, that's fair. Okay. In that case, yes, it's a two.
This ain't worth it.
Like, no, hell no.
This ain't worth it. Man. Okay. No, especially
when, okay. So I'm
throwing everything into whatever.
Oh, okay. Not just that's taste whatever. Like, okay, yeah. Oh, that's definitely a fucking yes.
Yeah, like
this is a 1.5 then.
It's how I get the way I get my ratings, people, is like, so I think everything into effect, whatever.
That's fair.
Is it worth you spending, I'm talking to you too,
because
you're a scotch lover or whatever, so is it worth you
50 bucks
spending, this is over 50. This is, we talking like 90 plus.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, this is what I'm about. Like, so like in a bar.
How much report for this video thing?
You're spending about 25 bucks or whatever. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like, is it worth those prices for you, whatever? And then you throw in the tax.
Like Lafleur for like 13 bucks or some shit like that.
Dude, you can get a fucking Lafleur. You can get a Lafleur quarter cast for fucking 45 bucks or whatever. I'm talking about a bottle. Dude, like, so
you can't
like,
wrong with Lafleur.
I mean, you can get an Ardbeg for 30 bucks. Yeah. Balvenie, 40 bucks or something. So I'm just like,
yeah. That's 1.5.
Yeah, this is, it's just weak as fuck, dude. Like, it has no scotch characteristics. But this one's a tiny hint, and that's just because it has that 3% more alcohol in it, whatever. But it's like, I could personally just leave these here and not even finish it, and I wouldn't have any fucking problem, whatever. But like, I would not spend the money on. I wouldn't tell anybody to spend the money on Glenfiddich 18 or whatever, or the Glenfiddich General Census here. And you know what? Some people might be happy with it because you know they don't know any better. And that's mainly where it comes from, too, as far as Glenfiddich 18. That's going on at retail right now.
$129. No.
Used to be $100.
Like I said, if this was like a I'll say a $30 bottle.
I was about to say $30, yeah. $30, okay. Fine, and yeah.
I could rock with that.
Yeah, $30 bottle. Fine.
I think it's decent drinking whiskey.
For $30.
Yeah, for 30 bucks.
Does this taste like $129 you? Hell no. Okay, I gave you a sip of what was left of that bottle, that Glenmorangie Signet, and that big ass heavy bottle. Yeah. And you had a little drop, and you said, yeah, this tastes better than all three. So a little drop, whatever. And you said it tastes better than this, whatever. That's worth $200.
I would say so, yes.
That's not worth $130. No. I can do that right now.
Nah, suck my dick.
Yeah, blow me. Okay, like that's.
Blow me.
Whatever. Do it. Okay, whatever. It's just not worth it.
But they should tell me that though, because I got the whole idea in my head about how the rating system actually goes now. Because I'm just thinking the
basic flavor. That's how my rating system was going on. Whatever.
That's a great way to assess it though. That's the way it should be though. Because you like pass it to it.
Because if you got like a new drinker drinking this, whatever, and he's like, oh, I should get that then, whatever. And it's like, no, stop right there. I'm telling you what you should get. Yeah. You should not be getting 18. Because, first of all, you're probably thinking, all right, that's a lot of the money, but, like, they sell in the last drop. This tastes, this poor, I should get it or whatever. And so, no. Don't do that. Get something better. This, you know, the best way to describe this, not only is it just there, it's just forgettable.
Yeah. I would say so. It's compared to other scotches. Yeah, I tried. Yeah.
It's just forgettable.
Yeah, like I say, if you're a beginner, is this like the first scotch you've ever tried? Mm-hmm. This be the shit. Oh my God, this is what whiskey tastes like? Holy shit. But, you know, since you've been in fucking years, I barely just touched my toes in the last couple of years. So I've tried some shit, obviously.
You know, the thing is, too, it's like, what, the 12? It's like, it's 50 bucks? Like,
you know what this is? Like, when you're first coming up in the, like, it's an example in the, like, craft beer community. Let's just say you start off, like, a Sierra Nevada or some shit like that, or Sammy Adams.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying, like, oh my God, beer tastes like this? That's, like, the bare fucking minimum as far as craft beer goes.
And Sierra Nevada is just a refrigerator refiller.
Yeah.
It's perfect to have in your refrigerator or whatever and stuff, you know. That way you ain't got to go out and buy.
Sam, I don't even know if that's really classified as a craft brewery anymore.
They try to. they heavily try to or whatever, you know. If you ever go to Ireland, I would say Guinness is up there because it tastes. But that's anywhere you go. Mm. If you go to the main region where the alcohol is made, it always just tastes better in there, you know. And you tell, it really shows you. It really shows you, like, how much, like, even Jameson tastes so fucking different. Really? Out there now or whatever. You can tell that America waters down the alcohol that comes over here based on materials and stuff like that, whatever. Shit. Oh, I mean, we was in San Diego, but, like, we had tequila over there, and we've had this tequila here before, whatever. It tastes so much different. And I know San Diego's close to that borderline of Tijuana, so you know they're getting a lot of their alcohol from there, whatever. So, but it tasted so different when we went to that spot, that rooftop place, whatever, and shit. And it's like, this does not taste like simple Patron or whatever and shit, which I've had over there, and it tastes completely fucking different.
As far as I can tell, I'm working. If you're experiencing trouble, please give feedback through the Alexa app.
Bitch, did we say Alexa?
The drop bot is spoken. She's like, what's wrong? This is whiskey.
Yeah, it's Glenfiddich.
You know what? I have my watch on, so maybe she could sense the distaste of my...
She's like, you got a sensor.
Look what it says, though. It says, what's wrong? So it's like, I can tell you a lot that's wrong right now. Thank you for checking on me. Well,
excuse me for talking shit. Maybe you're on to something.
Thank you for checking on me, Dropbot.
Yeah, Dropbot. Sorry. I'm
somewhat fine. I'm not upset. I'm just, this is just what I expected. It sucks. And,
wow. You say you had a story, right, to tell? Might as well.
I do have a story to tell, Cody.
Might as well. Get that out the way.
Goddamn, that sucked. When you down it, it just sucks even more. It tries to give you a little burn, but then it just fades away slowly. So back in 2011, I met this guy named, well, I didn't meet him, but he became a fan of mine.
Okay.
And eventually yours as well, too, when you joined the board or whatever. Name was Uncaged Beefcake.
That's right. Sean Gallagher.
Mr. Sean Gallagher himself. I'm proudly announced to say that I knew this dude since he was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's how long I've been fucking doing this shit for. And our little Beefcake, man, he's getting married.
Getting married?
He proposed to his girlfriend recently or whatever. Okay. Showed me the photos, whatever and stuff. And when I looked at those photos, I was like, look at the way she looks at you. She is fucking in love with your ass, whatever and stuff. He proposed to her, gave her a ring and everything, dude. He is all wells or whatever. I think they're planning the wedding sometime in December, Cody. So we will be getting invited, most likely. So get your best suit ready. No leather jackets, Cody, okay?
This is my suit, bitch.
Tank tops and all. So yeah, he told me this, whatever, and stuff. I've known this dude since he was 14. He's got to be like 22, 23 now at this point, whatever. But yeah, He's extremely happy. Him and his girlfriend. I love this fucked up photo right here, man. He took her to this rooftop restaurant, whatever. Nice little candlelight dinner or whatever, stuff like that. Man. And look at him cheesing and shit. Look at him. He's just happy. Look at him.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, look at him. And she is into him like nobody been. They had this little look at the ring and everything, dude.
Yeah, look at that. Doing it up.
Hey, he is proud of legit. Boy. Proud of my boy right there, whatever. Like, I love it too because I was like looking at her. I was like, look how she look at you, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, she is fucking. He was head like, I know. She's just head over fucking heels, whatever and stuff. This is my favorite shot right there.
Oh, look at that.
I was like, yeah, that's. I was like, dude, she.
That's adorable.
She's in it. I was like, she is in it, whatever. But our little man right there, Sean Gallagher. Who would ever thought, man?
Who would have thought
that right there? Who? I never would have thought. I thought he would have been fucking. I should call him and just fuck with him right now. Wash the taste out of this, my mouth. Yeah, so I'm gonna call him to fuck with him. Yeah, I'm gonna call him right now. I'm just gonna fuck with him.
Hello, hello. How are you, buddy?
Look at him sounding like a grown man right now.
Sean, man, why didn't you tell me? Fuck.
Who else we got in here? Who else we got there?
Well, we're recording the last drop right now, and I got Cody right here, and I just told him that you were proposed and engaged and married and all sorts, whatever. So I was like, I was telling Cody about it, and I was like, let's just call him and fuck with him right now, whatever.
That's perfect, yeah. That's absolutely true. Mrs. Beefcake is officially canon now, for all you keeping score. Congratulations on the last drop, and if you got any listeners that are still breathing, not died of alcohol poisoning, congratulations for surviving as listeners, too.
Yeah.
And all I can say is, for this upcoming war, you better be down to the last drop, because you're going to need to be drunk to survive these next couple of years.
He's just speaking facts right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's all the thing about Sean is, man, I got to tell you, I was telling people, I was like, I've known you since you were like 14 years old or whatever and shit.
Yeah, something stupid.
Yeah, so something crazy like that, whatever. And to see our little beefcake all grown up and married now, whatever.
Yeah, and I'll do a serious note for you listeners. I need to get through the junks briefly. So you always, you know, marry someone beautiful, but, you know, you gotta really like them as a person, and then be a good loving person too. And in this case, I couldn't have found a better person. And, you know, you can't predict it neither. She just came into my life. It's a wonderful thing.
Wow. Are we well, is Cody invited to the wedding?
Cody? No, I never liked him. But in all seriousness, all that type shit, all the budgeting, all the planning, we're just going to get into it this coming week. So I have, like, radio silenced everybody except my nuclear family on that, because I don't want to promise something stupid. But if it's up to me, but, you know, it's not always up to me, it's got to be two people or more, you know, deciding, I would invite everybody I love. But, you know.
We'll pose you a favor. You don't have to invite us to the wedding. If you have a little party afterwards, me and Cody will fly out there and come join the party then. Because I know that was
Hell yeah. I'd love to see it. Absolutely. Okay. I would love to see it. Love to see it. And then we can celebrate with some great whiskey, some great champagne, and a Friedberg and Seltzer movie of your choice.
Okay, you lost.
Okay.
You're like, Sean, you have it.
Yes, the first half.
You saw how I put this glass, and I was like, what did he just say? Yeah. Friedberg is, you know what? I think I'm going to be busy around that time of the year now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to say, well, at least both of us.
Yes, congratulations,
Sean. It couldn't have happened to a much better dude than you are, man. I've seen you grown into the responsible young adult that you are today, and I'm still waiting for you to work for SNL so I can start bugging you.
So now he's the caged beefcake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's caged. He's uncaged no more. He's caged now. Yeah. Once he walks down that aisle,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Right. He's caged now. He's not gonna know you no more. Well, he already don't know you. He ain't talking to me no more.
Thanks so much for your call. It's really great to hear from you. It was a nice surprise too. And now, not to betray my location, except everybody knows, but now I gotta watch the Eagles try to survive against the Seahawks. So wish me luck.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen, but we'll see.
All right, Sean. Hey, take care, brother. We'll talk later.
Congratulations again. Right.
Big love to everyone. Thanks so much again. And to your listeners, please seek help. Thank you.
They will. Later, Sean.
Later, my friend.
Oh, people, that was the caged beefcake. Yes. Now he's caged now. Yeah, because it's over now. Did we rate Glenfiddich 18, by the way?
I got 1.5.
Yeah, I think it was 1.5, whatever.
1.5 for the 18 for me.
Ones for the two other two.
One for the 15. Yeah. And then 1.5 for the 12.
Yeah, so I got ones for the 15 and 12, and then the 18 I get 1.5. Yeah. And we're out of here. That is fucking it. Who?
I'm cataloging shit now. I feel
That was look at you, man. Look at you. I do that same shit, whatever. Yeah. And you know what? You know what? Oh my god.
You feel it.
I'm just gonna go out.
Gotta do it.
Let me get a little.
We gotta go out on a high note, sir.
Cause I can't. No,
you can't end like that.
Just can't end that way or whatever. And
you got too much here to end like that.
Yeah. Real. This is way too much here. Man, we're just gonna go back to Old Faithful.
Oh, let's do it.
It's gonna go to Old Faithful right now because
Duncan Taylor.
Yeah, Duncan Taylor. He always hits the spot. Yeah,
he does.
No jigger, it'll eat it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, just
thank you so much. Oh, yes, yes. Ooh. Indulge.
Yeah, there we go.
Ah, yes.
There you go. Now there's some characteristics there. There's something there. Yeah, there's something there right there, Cody.
Something I can spend money on. Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Mm-hmm.
26. Yes. There's the peatiness. Here's my $26 worth right there.
Yes.
Yes. So as we always say here on The Last Drop, welcome to 2020. Fuck you. Thank you. Bye.
Fuck you, Glenfiddich.
Yeah, you can suck a dick.
Shitty ass whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch, whatever.
You suck. So yeah. Whatever.
Set your fucking game up. But please. You're old as fuck. Come on now.
Change the label up. Change the boxes up. Something, you know, I mean.
So far, yeah, I know it's young year, obviously, does. January fucking 5th. Y'all are the most disappointing shit this year. By far, you probably will remain that too.
I think it will.
I don't imagine anything come of this distance.
My list is pretty legit for the rest of the year. I gotta tell you.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty,
yeah,
pretty legit.
Yeah, you're already fucking.
You might be worst of. Because this year, we might do a worst of too. So.
I probably will.
Yeah, because now we're a full year. If we're gonna go over it, it's gonna be a worst of too.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Ooh, that's gonna be. And you're starting off strong. Yeah. And you got three of them too. You might make that top five. So, as always, livers will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.